Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing. This is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew. You are joining us for our 40 Days of Hope. We are on day 24 in our journey through these passages of Scripture that direct us to the confidence that we have in God. Joining me today for our devotion is Pastor Neil Radical. Neil is going to take us into a familiar passage from Philippians chapter 4. Do you want to introduce us to the passage for today, Neil?
Sure. I'll be reading from the ESV version, verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So this is the votum. We hear this a lot after sermons. It's a good way to remember everything that we've been taught in a particular section from Scripture during a worship service or during a sermon meditation, for example, does come from the Lord in the sense of He's the one revealing His Word to us. And it's the one that gives us that peace. It's the one that gives us that hope as we continue this 40 days of hope. You know what? The challenging part of this little verse here, which often goes through my mind, Nathaniel, is that which surpasses all understanding. If you really pause and slow down on that phrase, it almost makes it sound like God is a distant being. Like we can't fully understand or know Him. And it almost kind of lessens our relationship with Him at first glance. And I think that's a temptation that we can face when we listen to God's Word. Oh, that's over my head. I don't get it. And problem with that thought is that there's really no wrestling going on there. And the Lord wants us to wrestle with His Word. The Lord wants us to wrestle like we did with this past weekend, John 21, with Jesus questioning Peter and Peter saying, Lord, You know all things. You know that I love You. It makes me think of this peace of God. You know, the knowledge of God surpasses all understanding. In other words, I like that phrase. It does make me feel like God's so much more above and beyond me, like I can't fully understand Him. And that would be the negative way of looking at that. That part is true. He's omniscient. We can't even fully comprehend that. The other part of it is that we have an omniscient God, and His peace comes back to that overly abundant and overwhelming idea again. This peace of God is what passes all understanding. So here where we see something that seems so distant all of a sudden pulls right back in and now says, this is the peace He continues to want to show to us. How many times did Jesus say, peace be with you in His appearances to the disciples? My peace I give to you. Now as the world gives, He's talking about this peace that can only come from God. And it can only come through the cross of our Savior. And that's that peace that continues to give us that full picture for our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And that's this peace that we focus on at the end of a sermon as a blessing and recognize we've just received this peace. We just received this nourishment. We just received this blessing so that our relationship with the Lord would be closer and not more distant. I'd like to hear your thoughts.
I love that you bring that idea of peace and how far it goes into our lives. There's another aspect to this. This is in Paul's letter to the Philippians, and this letter is often called his letter of joy. He was writing this letter while he was in prison for something that he didn't do. He was completely innocent, waiting for his trial, and yet he's writing to his fellow believers, and he tells them over and over again, rejoice, rejoice, share your joy. And we might go through that and we might say, well, what joy is he talking about? This is it right here. This peace of God which surpasses all understanding. And I wanted to highlight the word guard. Will guard your hearts and your minds. This idea of literally, Neil, in the Greek, this is talking about a garrison of soldiers surrounding you and protecting you. Now, Paul might have had this in mind if you remember back earlier in his life when he had those charges brought against him. And the Jews wanted to kill him. So imagine here's Paul, and here's this guard of troops surrounding him, protecting him because he knew that his life was in danger. Well, Paul realizes it wasn't those Roman soldiers that were protecting him. It was the God of peace, whose comprehension is mind-boggling. We can't comprehend it at all. And we have the promise, the assurance that He will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What a beautiful picture. You think about the Psalms and those illustrations of God is before us and He is behind us. He is our front guard and He is our rear guard. There's nothing that can get to us. That's where our joy comes from. this joy that surpasses all understanding and gives us peace. You want to close this with prayer?
You bet. Dear Lord God, Heavenly Father, we marvel at your power and your blessing and your words to us each and every day. We know that we are guilty of sinning against you and thinking that you do not desire to be in a close relationship with us. And so we look to you for forgiveness, for strength, for mercy, as we continue to want to be close to you through your word. The world around us prays for inner peace, but they look within themselves to find it. We know that we can look to you and continue to find that peace through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we are so grateful and thankful for that work that you've done for us on the cross, for the resurrection and conquering of death itself, for our eternal victory. And we are grateful for the opportunities we have once again today to spend time with you and your omniscience and your presence in your word. Continue to provide for us that peace that passes all understanding. Continue to guard, surround our hearts and our minds, to protect it, to give us that joy, that confidence of your presence with us in this life and face to face in the life to come. Lord Jesus, we ask you all these things in your glorious name, we pray. Amen. We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.